Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. 6:54 ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So on our show this morning, we are going to talk about something that Joshy experienced recently, which was going into a ice cream place. We, live on the North Shore. We got an ice cream place about a mile from our house. Sure. My kids go in there with me. We try to do it probably like once a week, actually. And he said that a gentleman went in recently and after asking for several samples, was shut down by the ice cream employees and told, you can't have any more samples. Do you want to know how many samples he had?
That's my first question.
I'm going to guess 10. 10 samples. Because that sounds like a lot.
That does sound like a lot. Is it more?
He had 9.
Okay.
9 okay. samples. And they were like, no more. No soup for you. So the guys were saying, look, if you're an adult, why do you even need samples? You know what ice cream tastes like. And I was like, whoa. Like, I have gone to the ice cream place and they'll be debuting a new flavor. And it sounds fantastic, but it might not be fantastic to me. So I should be able to sample a flavor. I agree with the premise that there should be, let's not take advantage of the system.
Tub.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And then walk out and go, thanks, I'm full. Well, yeah, you're full. You had 9 samples. But so I guess my question to you guys is, should there be a cap on samples and should there be an age limit on who's allowed to get samples at the ice cream store?
I say no to the age limit.
Right.
I will say there should be a cap at least on one ice cream flavor. You can't get multiple samples of one ice cream flavor.
Oh, like sure.
One tub, right?
You Wait, can't. I tried the bubble gum. Can I try that bubble gum again?
Yeah, can right? one more.
Well, and is he trying vanilla and chocolate, or is he trying unusual flavors?
It's a good question.
Has he never had ice cream before, and he doesn't know what it's like?
That's the point that Joshy made. He was like, you know what ice cream is. Like, what are we doing here? But I will say, like, they do bring out new flavors. I think even at our ice cream shop, they brought out a new Kit Kat flavor. Now, I know what Kit Kats taste like. They're my favorite Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what Kit Kat ice cream tastes like. Like, I think I should be able to sample that and then make a decision. Here's the thing. I'm going to get ice cream. Like, that is understood when I walk into the place. So it's not as though I'm just coming in, like, you know, when you're walking around Costco and you're like, are you eating lunch at the sample counters? Is that what you're doing here? You know, and they walk out with a gallon of milk and you're like, oh, you were eating lunch at the sample counters. Okay. So we're going to talk about that this morning on the show. But I feel very strongly that you should be able to get samples at any age.
I agree with the any age. I also wonder, though, too, it depends. Sometimes the ice cream names do not give you enough information. Like, I don't know what Pirate's Booty is supposed to taste like. What is Treasure Trove? I have
Does
that taste like coins? I have no idea. So you need.
In which case, I don't want it, I don't think. Does it taste like when you put a penny in your mouth when you were a child? Because no thank you.
Yeah, I don't want that dirty flavor.
Well, and samples are tiny, right? They're like a quarter of a teaspoon, maybe. Like, you get those little teeny tiny spoons, right? So how much revenue are you losing by giving a couple of these away?
Well, and that's what I would also argue, right? So is 5 the threshold? Like, there are times when I admittedly will be uncomfortable because my daughter, who is 6, will ask for another sample and another sample. But again, she's going to get some ice cream, right?
Clearly. And she's 6.
And she just hasn't decided which one. And she happens to be very particular, right? Whereas my other one, I could hand her Pirate's Booty.
She doesn't know what's in it. Don't matter.
Housing it. You know what I mean? So, like, it depends from child to child as well, I think.
Fascinating debate. Jen Latta from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5. Thank you.
See you guys.
6:58.